You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 11 to 13. And the merchant of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buy their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beast, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. I want you to note that part of the merchandise of Babylon are the souls of men. If you check other translations, they change it to slaves. But when you look at King James, it says slaves and souls of men. So it's not just talking about human being sold as slaves. He's talking also about the souls of men being sold. I want you to note that as the kingdom of God is interested in saving souls, so is the kingdom of darkness interested in winning souls. And quietly, this has been brought to our pulpit without us knowing. You know, as believers, we talk about winning souls. We want to win souls for the Lord. I want to say to you, it is not everybody that is saying that on the pulpit that really means winning souls for Jesus. That their meaning is that men should give their life to Christ and become delivered from sin and be saved and be reconciled to the Father in heaven. It's not everybody that really means that. Did you know that Satan is also seeking souls? That's why Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he gains this whole world and lose his soul?" And lose his soul. It is possible to lose your soul. Actually, the fight over man is a fight over his soul. Who is going to possess the soul of man? Will it be God? Will it be the devil? I want to say to you that the devil is in the business of winning souls, of capturing souls, and he's doing that. And he has raised people who have entered into our pulpit that are recruiting souls for him. There are places that people go to, and in their mind, they are going to a church, not knowing that they are becoming captives of Satan. When they get to those places of meetings, they cannot come out again of it. I do not mean they will not leave the meeting venue. They will go to their house, but they will return. Their souls are tied down to those places. Brethren, these things are real. There are men that are accessing the knowledge of Satan to do evil. It should not surprise us. Jesus said there will be many false prophets. Do you think that false prophets are simply people that are going to see white and simply call it black? No, false prophet will do that. But actually, a false prophet, some will see white and say it's white, but they are accessing the power of Satan to wreak evil in the body of Christ. If Satan wants to target any group on earth, who do you think it should be? It should be the church, because we are the one with the capacity to stop the kingdom of darkness, to ensure that his kingdom does not advance and advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. So please, don't be surprised. A lot of people have stepped into places that in their mind they were going to church, but they couldn't come out of it. Sometimes when they come out finally and they are delivered, you don't believe their story. Something still tells you that maybe this is not real. Maybe this person was just delusional. I'm telling you, be careful where you are going to. You know, I've had preachers say, "What we are doing here is about souls, is about souls, is about souls." It's not about souls. I can tell you that. Now, I want you to note something. Jesus said, what will he profit a man if he gains this whole world and lose his soul? You see, sometimes Satan will offer you this world in exchange for your soul. That is why he has raised prosperity preachers. Prosperity preachers are not preaching Christ. Prosperity preachers are not messengers of heaven. They want to give you this world in exchange for your souls. It's so easy to understand. Just look at it. What exactly is the philosophy of their message? What exactly are they preaching? Does their message draw you to Jesus? Does their message reveal the glory of Christ to you? No, it's always, always about the fact that you can access wealth. And so they pretend that they don't even know that your soul needs healing. The reason is that soul is what Satan is looking for and is ready to exchange it for wealth. What did you think the devil did to Jesus? He showed him the glory of this world in a moment. And he said, if you worship me, I will give you all of this. If you will prioritize me, I will give you all of this. Anybody that is seeking wealth, they will be bowing down to Satan. Please, brethren, be very careful. Babylon is in the business of selling souls. Babylon is also in the business of souls. As much as the kingdom of God is in the business of saving souls to be delivered from the lake of fire, from sin, from the power of Satan, and be reconciled to God, the devil is also interested in winning souls. Again, I bring this warning to you. Run out of Babylon. That's why Jesus said, do you know the word of God says, he said, come out of them, my people, so that you will not be a part of their judgment. Please don't say you don't know. I see it right on our pulpit. As in, I'm not telling you something that I'm assuming it is happening. I see it very clearly. Men that are clearly sent to simply recruit soul for Satan. They are on our pulpit. They are one of those that people call prophets. People call great men of God in our midst. Please be discerning. Be very careful. We are in a very dangerous time. And only those that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. That's why you must become rooted in Christ Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of this ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.